Joining me now is Thad Geed. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, hang on a second. Let me make sure I have the right microphone up here, too. There we go. Now we're set.
Hi,
So TEDx is coming back to Sioux Falls.
TEDx Sioux Falls. Yes, that's correct. It is coming back. We just announced the dates. So I'm license holder and lead organizer for the annual event. And it'll be May 21st this year. And we have moved upward to the Orpheum Theater.
Okay.
So we are going to fully occupy the Orpheum Theater space in downtown Sioux Falls.
Tickets are on sale.
They're on sale. I just opened it up. I got my laptop here right with me. But there's only 135 left.
Wow.
So 600 I had announced available last week, Friday. And what, today's Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
in 1 week.
We're a week and we're going to sell out here pretty soon. So if you are listening to this.
Okay.
And
you want to go.
All involved with TED Talks and kind of the stage for big thinkers and ideas we're spreading. The tickets will only be on sale for a short while, longer. So,
okay. So, but you're, how many speakers do you typically have? Are you planning on having?
We've done in the area of 10. There was 9 last year.
Okay.
So we kind of do a first segment and then an intermission, and then the remaining ones
is
our setup for it.
And so if you have an idea and you want to speak, you have until February 29th to apply.
Yep, so there's tickets if you want to be an audience member. And then if you think you have an idea or a message or a solution or just a remarkable element of research or maybe finding in the field you've been in for a while, you can apply to be one of the speakers and occupy the red circle stage.
And what do you look for?
I'm trying to dial back some language here, but I'd say a depth of knowledge, like a depth of knowledge or experience or research findings that is kind of relative to the environment, not really as a whole, but like maybe a niche even that we want to know about. But TED stands for Technology Entertainment Design. So when it first started 15, 20 years ago, that's was like its focus, but it's become really diverse now. So yeah, humanitarianism, urban development, communal design, leadership development, sciences, technology, education, like it's now like kind of the stage for all these change makers and thought leaders to occupy and veil their messages to the world.
And the average talk is how long?
The maximum is 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
Yes. So I think that's why is one of the elements of they became so popular because they would take people like Seth Godin or Simon Sinek or Brené Brown or Jane Goodall that could speak for a 2-hour lecture straight through. And they said, no, we don't want the lecture. We want 18 minute max. One like core message or idea were they spreading to deliver. So 18 is the max. The minimum that TED requests is 3 minutes.
Okay.
So you could do a 5, a 7, 10, 12, max 18.
And so this is a national organization.
TED is, yeah.
Yep. And so you have the license for Sioux Falls.
Correct, yep.
And then what do you do with all of this great knowledge that comes out of South Dakota?
Yeah, so one aspect is community building. So we're bringing people together, over 600 of us, to kind of have conversations, spark ideas, form collaborations. But then the people on the stage, their videos will get recorded and, you know, all chopped up, post-production edited. And then we give them to TED and TED reviews them. And they'll put them on their YouTube channel and their TED.com platform.
Okay.
So, and then those videos.
They're out there forever.
Can spark to go reach the whole globe. So TED is, international in every single country, I believe now.
And I know that professors use them in their classroom to help explain ideas, to help generate ideas as well. So there's a long tail with all of these as well.
Yeah, I love them. I actually...
You watch them for fun, right?
I was an intern like 10 years ago, and I would show them to people when I was watching them. And then when I was involved with the bakery co-working space, I would actually organize like watch parties. Like we're going to watch two around... business, culture building or whatever. And we watch them, then we talk about them as a group. So yeah, they're just usually messages that are either like remarkable or kind of like a new innovation or style or just a revelation that really kind of can move people.
Are you looking for new ideas, new voices this year?
Always, yeah. Yeah, so we won't have the same speakers last year. For sure, they have to take a day off or a year off.
Do they really? Yeah. I mean, that's a stipulation.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a rule, but
that's your rule.
We want a new, new uncovering of thought leaders. Yeah.
Okay, so if you had how many apply last year?
Over 90.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, and you chose 9.
Chose 9.
Okay, so you have to reapply. You can't go back to that
list?
Yeah,
I think you should reapply.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many do you have so far?
I don't know. I think it's around 10.
Okay.
So people are just
getting the word of
it. So we're
good. You have a show.
We will definitely have a show, yeah. And I kind of do an aspect of like recruiting too. If I know people that maybe aren't here but are local here, that have maybe moved away and are doing something maybe in the Twin Cities or a different community now, I'd be like, what if you came back to South Dakota and gave a TED Talk?
Okay. And then do you help engage the audience with that conversation, or does that happen organically later?
That should happen on its own.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if you're an audience member and you feel compelled to join that person's cause or support their movement or get behind them or maybe spark one that aligns with it, that's, of course, all the opportunity that's out there.
Okay. And tickets are how much?
Just $35. So pretty equal opportunity if you want to spend the night watching TED Talks.
Okay. And they go how to get the last 100 tickets?
www.tedxsufalls.com is where you will find those. And the speaker applications on there too.
Is at that website too. Okay. So we have just a couple of minutes left. So let's just really talk about some of your favorite TED Talks to help kind of generate some ideas.
Yeah, perfect. Seth Godin is my kind of number one guy. He's like in marketing and kind of all around business, innovation. Simon Sinek's crazy. Brene Brown. Have you seen Brene Brown's The Power of Vulnerability?
Oh, yes, 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 okay. I have. Yep.
Yep. So she, like him, her and Simon Sinek both didn't have like national or international thought leadership. And then they gave their TED Talks and then overnight did. And then they've now written like 3 books about their other things they have to kind of share with the world. So it's kind of like a reverse effect. Most people like write a book or whatever, and then they go into speaking engagement. Now, but TED's allowed it, or like come unveil a message and then you can go become a national or international author.
So that's where you're discovered almost.
That's Brene Brown and Simon Sinek were discovered on TEDx stages. So not even TED one, actually community independently organized ones.
Thought leader, what does that really mean?
We live in a complex world. I think we can all agree on that, with all different opinions and complexities, unknowns. But when you have a leader that takes a stance and it kind of allows other people to be like, okay, that stands above all the complexity and that makes sense. That resonates with all the aspects of thought leaders out there. So I'd say it just, they instill a right message or involvement for the rest of us to kind of follow.
Okay. Thad, thanks for coming in. And I look forward to hearing how the event goes and maybe highlighting some of your featured speakers on innovation as well.
It's going to be a great time. Thanks,
okay. Karen. I really appreciate it.